Take notes about the arguments in favor and against each system of government. Then work in pairs. Partner A, summarize the arguments in favor. Partner B, summarize the arguments against. Conversation 1.
You know, I feel that some countries don't deserve democracy. The citizens are just incapable of living in peace.
Well, what form of government would be best for them?
I hate to say it, but some places need dictatorships, even military dictatorships. They're effective, they're efficient, they make people live in peace.
I totally disagree. I believe dictatorships are morally wrong. The people have no rights in a dictatorship. If the government does something terrible, the people can't replace it.
Conversation 2.
Which party are you going to vote for in the election?
The Liberal Party.
Why?
Because they want to change the election laws so there can be only two candidates for president.
But that's not democratic. This is a democracy. The people have the power. They can vote for who they like. That's what's good about democracy.
That's one way to look at it. But one of the disadvantages of democracy is that we can get a president who only has a small percentage of the votes. We're supposed to have majority rule, not minority rule.
Conversation 3.
How do you feel about the royal family?
Me? Well, on the one hand, I like the royals as people. They do a lot of important charity work, like visiting sick children and raising money for hospitals. But on the other hand, I believe that in this day and age, monarchy is wrong. The monarchs aren't the real government, and they cost us a lot of money.
That's true. But if you didn't have the monarchy, you'd lose your tradition and your history.
I see what you mean, but with all the problems we have, we should use all that money to help people with their problems.
Page 107. Listening comprehension. Listen to summarize. Listen to 3 conversations about dictatorship, democracy, and monarchy. Conversation 1.
You know, I feel that some countries don't deserve democracy. The citizens are just incapable of living in peace.
Well, what form of government would be best for them?
I hate to say it, but some places need dictatorships. Even military dictatorships. They're effective, they're efficient, they make people live in peace.
I totally disagree. I believe dictatorships are morally wrong. The people have no rights in a dictatorship. If the government does something terrible, the people can't replace it.
Conversation 2.
Which party are you going to vote for in the election?
The Liberal Party.
Why?
Because they want to change the election laws so there can be only 2 candidates for president.
But that's not democratic. This is a democracy. The people have the power. They can vote for who they like. That's what's good about democracy.
That's one way to look at it. But one of the disadvantages of democracy is that we can get a president who only has a small percentage of the votes. We're supposed to have majority rule, not minority rule.
Conversation 3.
How do you feel about the royal family?
Me? Well, on the one hand, I like the royals as people. They do a lot of important charity work, like visiting sick children and raising money for hospitals. But on the other hand, I believe that in this day and age, monarchy is wrong. The monarchs aren't the real government, and they cost us a lot of money.
That's true. But if you didn't have the monarchy, you'd lose your tradition and your history.
I see what you mean, but with all the problems we have, we should use all that money to help people with their problems.
Listen again, and on a separate sheet of paper,